All right, honey. I'm going to redo that message of when you not doing nothing, you get nothing. And you know how you get busy. That's when your phone be blowing up. I did that message and it came out pretty good, but it didn't go through. But this, honey, it's going to go through. I'm walking around my courtyard, and this courtyard used to be so beautiful, so lush. I just had a conversation with the Lord. I haven't lit a candle in a minute. And I just had a conversation with the Lord. Like, you need to help me get what I imagine out. Have you ever felt that way? You're so good. You're so loving. And, people or stuff around you, the world, you may say, the world be better if this happens. Or you give advice to somebody and they choose the wrong thing. And you know it's the wrong thing because the bad thing happened. This is the example right here. Like, this courtyard was so beautiful. It was so lush. You know, I come out of nature and they had beautiful trees and the bushes, and it was so beautiful. But I come out here, the trees are barren. They done cut the trees to about my height, and it's just bare bones. Like, they cut off the whole shrubs part of the tree, and they cut down some of these trees. They cut down all the bushes. It looks so horrible out here. And I said to myself, and I said to the Lord, whose idea was that? Whose idea was that? And why you put them in position of power for what they want to go through? Because it looks horrible. Whoever that person you put in position with that idea, kill all your trees here. And it looks a hot mess. The person you put in position of power to make this decision, and this is good, the decisions is what's happening in the world. Let's repeat that. The decisions is what's happening in the world. You see, somebody decided to cut down these trees to make this look so horrible, to kill the shrubs and kill your garden, kill your nature. And you gave them the position, you put them in position of power. I sure did. I talked to the Lord about this. I was like, the world would be a better place if you put me in position of power. You know, the world would be a better place if they do what I say. You know, if I had the decision, these trees will be beautiful. I would say water the trees. Make them beautiful. Trim the trees. Look at my words. Trim the trees down. Just trim the trees. Get them like a little haircut. That would be my decision. Not cut the trees down. You hear me, trees? You hear me? Give me your power. Give me your strength. Because I'm smarter and better. Smarter, better than whoever made this decision. They're stupid. Maybe it was the landscaper. The landscaper didn't do a good job. They're horrible because look, they done cut the trees and they got stems and branches all on the ground. It looks so horrible. Who decided this was not a landscaper? I'm pretty sure a landscaper would have made decisions to whereas it looks beautiful. You can cut this to where it looks beautiful. It looks nice. It looks so horrible out here. They didn't cut the grass. So who decided to kill the trees? I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Obviously, they don't make good decisions. But you put them in power. My dreamers. That's why, you know, the homeless man isn't running the business. You see what I'm saying? That's why this is a bad decision. I'm looking at a bad decision. If it was my decision, this would be a beautiful, lush garden. This would be a beautiful, lush courtyard. If I was put in position of power. You see what I'm saying? The Lord afflicted my will. Or someone else's will who loves nature, loves the trees. No, that's part, a living being. You see, this will not happen. You see, I want everybody to send out the prayers, put the right people in position of power to make the change in the world. You don't want the wrong governor. You don't want the wrong president. You don't want that wrong congresswoman or that wrong congressman, because they're going to do wrong things. You wonder why there's wrong things or bad things happening in the world. It's because there's the wrong people in position. Track that bad thing to the person who made that bad decision. I remember I did a video podcast. Didn't get no views. But I said it. I was like, because they decided not to make a decision, it's about to be hell on earth tomorrow. They went on break. They said, we taking a vacation. Instead of making a decision on something that is going to impact people's lives, they decided to take a vacation. You remember that? That was like the end of last year. And then a few weeks later, we wondering why there's riots and people tearing up stuff. I was like, because you made the wrong decision. Y'all was in position of power. People are suffering. You see what I'm saying? And then when people cried out and cussed them out, okay, honey, then they came back and they did something. You see, I just wanted an event. I was like, who made this decision? And this is good. This is the wrong decision. Bad decision. But they were put in power, in a position of power to make that decision. It looks a hot mess. This is good. This is what someone thought. This how this courtyard is looking. What someone thought. This is what somebody wanted. Or they didn't think it through. I wonder what they said to the person. You see, I'm pretty sure, I would think this is what happened. There's a maintenance guy, he ride around his cart, and I think somebody in the apartment, they had a tree growing in their patio. So I seen the maintenance guy, he would trim it down their tree, and I was being a little nosy when I was sitting in my patio. So I think that it's that maintenance guy. This is the maintenance guy's wheel. This is not even his wheel. I don't think he even think this looks good. But he came out here, and they told him that I guess they try to save money, save coin, and he did this. This is what my good saying. He did this. You see. He ain't no landscaper, apparently. It looks a hot ass mess. It's a maintenance guy, not the landscaper. The landscaper wouldn't cut down no trees. He would trim the trees, give them a haircut, make it look nice. Oh, landscaper, the grass ain't cut. You killed the trees, but you didn't cut the grass. So I think it was the maintenance. They was like, go out there and cut down some trees, and this is what he did. It looks a hot ass mess, my dreamers. He done killed the trees, honey. But they done put that, whoever made the decision to hire him, whoever made the decision did this. It's he who cast the stone. You know, I believe the one who murdered the person and the one who ordered it needs to hang. Okay? I think the worst one is the one who ordered it. Okay? So, anywho, this is very interesting. And you know, I was just talking to a little about this. I was like, you need to put me in position of power to where what I want happens, because it was a couple of places, lessons learned, whereas they did their own thing and it was the wrong way. They went their own way. They said no to me. And I was like, recently, let me give you this, the recent one. I was like, you need to go peace. How about you sit down, you calm down? And the person went off on me. He went left. Let me tell you something, sweet. I've been here for 10 years. 10 years in the game. Blah, 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 blah. The next week, what manifested? Some hot-ass mess. I'm just sitting there like, ooh, in the position of I told you so. I told you so. It went left. I was right. You see. But that person made the decision. That person is in power. You see. So when you notice, you when you say something and the bad thing happens, but if they did what you said, it would have been a different result, don't you think? Or you make bad decisions, bad things happen to you, and the other person turned out to be right. I believe you need to start listening. You need to start listening, and do what they say. Do what that person says. Maybe you'll get a different result. You see. You have the power over your lives, you see. And that's all you can control. You can't control the world. You know what I mean? You can't control them. That's their decision. That's their lives. You can only control yourself and make your decisions. You know what I mean? I can't control what they do to nature and these trees. And, you know, I can't control the world and the wrong they be doing. This is wrong. But I tell the Lord, give me a position of power that I can grow some trees and tell the landscaper and hire the landscaper. And your tree, if you gave me a position of power, these trees will be here. This is good. I made a decision today that if I have a courtyard, when I have my own yard, his trees will prosper. Nature will prosper. You know, make the change in your future. Make the change in your life. Tell God to give you the power, to give you the coin, give you the money, so you can make the decision. In my life, if I have my own courtyard, he gonna give me my own courtyard. And guess what, Lord? I'm talking to you again. Your trees will prosper. Your trees will be growing. Your trees wouldn't be cut down. Nature wouldn't be sitting here looking decrepit and ugly and horrible like this. Shrubs wouldn't be on the ground. Branches wouldn't be on the ground. It wouldn't be looking a hot mess like this if it was my decision. If you put me in position of power. If you gave me the money. This is a powerful man. This going through. I was at the ATM. You see, and I seen the homeless man sitting by the metro bus stop, and I had some warrants, and then I seen a man pull up behind me. He had a brand new S-Class Mercedes. Okay, that was two. That was them trade dudes were sexy. It was two trade dudes. He had on J's. They had a nice car too. I forgot what car they had. They had a nice car too. But the outfit, he got out of his car. I seen both of them. They had a $1,000 wardrobe. They had a chain, honey, that was probably thousands of dollars too. It looked real. Had diamond studs on it and stuff like that. I said, and the man S-Class, it was a white gentleman, two black dudes that got out of the car right there, and it was a white gentleman in the S-Class Mercedes. I was the only one. I'm riding in a older Nissan Sentra. Okay, I was looking pretty okay. I was going to the club myself. Yes, that's what I was getting the money for. And I gave the man 5 warrants. I gave the man money. Okay, the man was looking crazy because he seen the well off white gentleman in the S class. He seen the well-off young men dressed real nice. But the one that got out of the car, the gay one, in an older model, Nissan Sentra, was the one who gave him the money that he needed. You see, my dreamers, I talked to the Lord. I was like, you gave them more money than me. You gave them the nice car, the nice wardrobe. They looking well off. They looking real blessed. You done blessed them, but they was not the ones who gave. Look how they're being in their position. They being rude. They didn't even see the man. They didn't see the homeless man. They don't see homeless people. There's been many times that I talked to the Lord. I was like, they don't even see your children struggling in poverty. And I'm the one they're giving. You see, they in position of power. And look what they decided. Not to see him. Not to give. Not to be good. But you bless them, Lord, with an S-Class Mercedes. You bless them, Lord, with that $1,000 chain. J's on their feet. Look, heck, attractiveness. They were attractive. Two young dudes was very attractive. I found them very attractive. But what was not attractive, they didn't see the homeless man. They did not give. I the one that gave. In my position, with the man in S-Class Mercedes, the two young men look like they got all the money right there. I, in that position, was the one that gave. We all in the same spot, but look what I did. And that's all you can do. That's all you can show. It is so powerful to talk to the Lord. Look what I done did. Look what you need to bless me. You need to bless those who will do good with your blessing, with your decision. This is a decision. Somebody made this decision. And look how it look. You see. This is powerful. Share this. Look how it look out here. Somebody made a decision. Somebody in power. I don't know if it was the manager or whatever. Somebody cut corners or something. And it looks a hot mess and they killed a bunch of trees. Somebody in position of power. Look what they're doing. If you're in position of power and you make these bad decisions, you see, you need to do better. When you know better, you do better. You see, look what they're doing in nature. Look what they're doing in their position. Look what I did. Be like me. Be good. Look what I did with the little bit that I have. I recognized the homeless man and I gave. I'm proud of me. I don't care what they did. You see, look what I did in my position. Be good. In your position, with your decisions, you see, be good to life, be good to the world. That's gonna come, goodness is gonna come to you. You'll be wondering why you're so blessed. Talk to the Lord when you're giving, talk to the Lord when you're doing good things. I hopped in that car, I said, Lord, you done blessed him with an S-Class new Mercedes. And I talked to him. I said, Lord, I really kind of want my Tesla. I don't know. I'm far from my Tesla. I don't know how in the world he going to make that happen. But you blessed him with an S-Class Mercedes. You see, you bless the two young dudes based off their outfit, the shoes, and the chain with arrogancy. They're arrogant. But they didn't bless. They didn't see they didn't even see your homeless child struggling. They didn't even see him. I was the one who blessed them. I was the one who seen them. You see. So I have conversations with the Lord. I do. I was like, you know, you put people in position of power and this is good. God will take care of them. God will move them. God will move them. Justice is, you know, let him handle it, honey. Or let him handle it. Oh, I'm not going to go down that road. That could be a different message. Okay? So, anywho. So, you wonder why they were good. Or they super blessed. And it was all taken away. Or something bad happened to them. You see, I believe because they was in position. And they did the wrong thing. They did the bad thing. They did nothing with their blessing. They did nothing with their blessing. That's why bad life experience happened to them. You wonder why bad life experience happened to them? Because they did bad things when they were blessed. Or they did nothing for society when they were blessed. That's why bad life experience happened to them. You see. But anywho, I'm done with this message. I went out here. I was like, that's a good message. This was somebody's decision. Whose decision was this? To kill the trees. It wouldn't been my decision. I said, that's why, Lord God, you need to put me in position of power. That I can make your right decisions. That I can make your good decisions. That I can make the God decisions. This was wrong. I should have made the decision. You see. Good people, the right people, should have made, were made the right decisions. If the right person was there to make that decision, this would be luscious. Just like how it was about 3 or 4 months ago. It was nice. It was beautiful here 3 or 4 months ago. Apparently, whoever had control of this before, they're not here no more. This is good. Let me end it with this example. You know, when I had bad service or a bad experience, I'll stop coming. But I won't. But I will give it time. I say I'll come back in about 3 months. I didn't miss about that. If you keep getting, you got a bad experience, why go back? You know, and you know I don't go back. But after a while, I'll be like, give it a little time, because they're gonna change management. They always change management. Especially you would have had a bad time. So many people have had a bad time, bad experience. So most of the time, I give about 2-3 months, and the next time I have a better experience. Have you noticed? And I will notice, oh, the manager got fired. We just changed management. You see what I'm saying? It's a different person who made different decisions, which is why there is a different experience. My dreamers, wait till they change managers. I believe maybe in another 3 months, apparently they having hell. Whoever making bad decisions here, they having bad experiences in life. That's why they're making bad decisions. I believe they're going to change management, or they're going to change, God's going to change it. It's going to be a different manager who makes different decisions. You see, better decisions. It's just going to get better. Pray for that and let the Lord move them. Let the Lord move it. Let the Lord move it. It's out of my control. You see. But call on the one, the source. He called on the one, the source. You know, I'm talking to the Lord on behalf of the trees. I'm like, oh my goodness. Why they killed all these trees? Why I look a hot mess? Why they dead all on the ground? You see, I talk to the Lord. You don't have to talk to the person who made the decision. Talk to the one who created that person. You see. Anywho, that's this message. You know, it's the decisions that shape our life. It's the decisions. Who made this decision? It don't matter who made the decision. It just gave me this powerful message. It looks like this because somebody decided this. Even when you're doing nothing, that's a decision. But somebody decided to come and cut, because this is man-made, to cut that tree down. It's sharp. It's sharp. It's like they took a chainsaw. Somebody decided this. And I talk to the Lord all the time. Why you put these people, the wrong people? But I believe he asked me through this message. He going to move them out of the way. He'll get the wrong people. You know, ooh, it's that Bible scripture. He going to move the wrong people out of the way. He gonna get them out of a position of power. You see? It's already done. And the right people will be there who will make the right decisions. And I believe that is good people. Take off an O of good. What is that? What is that? God. God people. Good people. God people. Okay. They'll make the right decisions. And this courtyard will be lush. All right. Powerful message. This was fun. Peace.